It's the Forces Station at BFBS with Natasha, and joining me now is Steve Raines, head coach for the Farnham Knights senior team. Now, you're an American football team, but for those who haven't come across the sport before, can you tell us what American football is?
Well, American football is something that was derived from rugby, but our cousins over the pond decided to do some different stuff with it. So although it's based on rugby, and you can see some similarities, particularly with rugby league, it's a different sport because everyone will know that you wear suits of armour and helmets. So there's, I think some people say that rugby is a contact sport, American football is a collision sport. So those hits are fairly hard, but safe because people are properly coached. And the other main difference outside of that is the forward pass. The fact that in American football, you're allowed to throw the ball forward, where in rugby, that's a penalty.
So it does get a little bit confusing, doesn't it? Because it's like rugby, but it's not. And it's called football, but it's not.
That's absolutely right. So unfortunately, some people that are involved in American football have to go to that terrible S word for our English football and say soccer. But even now, after 30 years involvement in American football and having played English football before that, I still cringe at that word. So I try to say English football or American football.
So you're part of the Farnham Knights. Can you tell us a bit about the team?
Yeah, the Farnham Knights have been established now. This is 30 years since the thing first started back in 1985 with some people in Farnham during a boom time for American football in this country. It just got onto terrestrial TV for the first time and lots of teams developed. And then interestingly, the Cold War played a part in the development of the Knights because American airmen from the Greenham Common Air Base came and gave the expertise coaching to the Farnham Knights. In fact, it was from US airmen that I actually learned my coaching. I was apprenticed to them. And the club has developed since that time, having good years, bad years, always playing at the different levels that were available in the sport. So senior team is the team that I coach. That's adults over 19 and up. Then we have a junior team, which is people from 16 to 19, and then a youth team, which is 14 to 16. And we compete in leagues in all three of those levels. And I'm probably going to say this more than once, we're recruiting for all three levels all of the time.
And you're actually going to be recruiting on Sunday the 17th of January.
Yep, we start our pre-season training for all three parts of the club at Ashmanner School on the 17th. The youth and juniors start at 10 o'clock and the seniors at 12 o'clock. The training there is on a 3G field, so you need shoes for 3G. But apart from that, obviously, we don't expect people to turn up with equipment unless they've played somewhere else and they want to come and play for us. But we welcome anybody to come along and give the sport a go. We've got a team of expert coaches, all qualified, and we look forward to seeing anybody.
And of course, as you mentioned, you've got three teams as part of the Farnham Knights.
That's absolutely right. The youth, the juniors and the adult team. So we cover all ages. I think it's important also to say one other thing, that people watch the NFL, the professional league in the States, and they're all huge people. You know, and for British football, you don't have to have that 6'7", 300 pound physique. There's a position for everybody, no matter what size, no matter what height. We can find you a position within British football, and we're very successful at doing it. The teams over the years have won championships. In fact, the senior team won a championship this year, second year success consecutively that we've actually got promoted, and now we're in the very top level of British football.
That's fantastic news. And You've got some games coming up as well.
Well, we actually start training on the 17th. Our season, we've got time to get you ready to play because our season actually starts in April for all three teams within the club. And the season there runs through from April to August, so it's a summer sport over here, unlike the NFL. Again, that's something that's important to mention. So it's actually a lot of people that play rugby or English football, I nearly did the S thing there, actually come and play for us during the summer to help keep themselves fit, and we hope get bitten by the bug of American football and then concentrate on us.
So if we'd like some more information on the Farnham Knights, perhaps even to take part in the recruiting session on Sunday the 17th, or perhaps for your fixtures, where can we visit?
www.farnhamknights.com, which, you know, we're on the World Wide Web, or come along to Ash Manor School on the 17th, introduce yourself and we'll welcome you in.
And just finally, how popular do you think the sport has become in the UK?
I think it's a minority sport. I think it probably always will be because our established domestic sports are so strong, and quite rightly. But I think it's a minority sport that's gaining momentum. And I think it will always be around and there'll be an interest, because actually, once you get into the sport, you know, I'll be honest, as an English football player 30 years ago, my view was, well, you know, all these people stand together in the middle of the field, they blow a whistle, they clash into each other, someone blows a whistle and it all starts again. That's maybe how it appears to you. But once you get into the strategy of the game, it really is like chess with people. So you've got the physical side of it, but also there's quite a lot of skill and mental agility needed for the sport as well.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
It's the Forces Station, BFBS with Natasha, and I've just been speaking to Steve Raines, the head coach for the Farnham Knights senior team American football.